And then General Bob Morgan came to see me and asked me if I would be co-chair for George Nye's campaign for governor. I told him, well, I don't know George Nye, but I don't know anything bad about him. But I knew Bob, and he and I were good friends. We'd done some things together. So I took it on to be one of the co-chairs. That's when I got involved in state politics, and I would go around and make speeches for him when he couldn't make it, travel with him in different functions and so forth. And then in 1980, I decided to run for the legislature myself. That's when I was 40, so I'm still on target. Well, then I was going to be in legislature for 10 years, but when you become chair of appropriations, that's a big deal, and you get to do a lot of good things. So I was there 22 years. I missed that part of getting my doctorates. I did teach at OCU as an adjunct faculty in marketing. That's what my strength is. I missed that part, but I thought, well, I've already taught now. I went back to school during this period of time to get my master's. And I got 6 hours away, and I got to think, well, I'm not going to ever use this, and I just don't have time to do it, so I just quit. Probably shouldn't have. It's the only thing I can really think of that I quit, but, I mean, I've done everything with it.
You served as a state representative from 1980 to 86.
That's right.
That's when then you were vice chairman of the House Appropriation Committee.
Right, in the second term, which is really unusual because normally 10 to 15 years before you get that. I don't know how good I am today, but back then I was really good at politics. And for me, politics was my ministry. I looked at it completely different, so that mine was just association and liking people and wanting to do something with people. The other lesson my father taught me while we was out in the woods, he got a stick and he broke it like this. He said, Kelly, when you break out one stick, it's easy to break because it's just one stick. Then he got a bundle together and tied them. He said, I tried to break it. Couldn't break it. He said, son, if you're by yourself trying to get something done, you'll get broken. But if you have a lot of people and different other people around you as a group, they're much harder to break. So I took that basic lesson. I went to the legislature. I'm not only able to work with Democrats, I'm working with Republicans. I'm a staunch Democrat, but I have great Republican friends. And we go out and have dinners and all kinds of things. So I was able to take that little lesson of tying all those bundles together.
A visual like that has stayed with you to this very age. Right. You can still see him doing that.
Yeah. And I pass it on to my children.
In 1980, tell us about your first campaign. And we bear in mind you were the first full-blood Native American to serve in either of the Oklahoma legislature.
Right.
Did you sense a prejudice against you as you were running?
I've had prejudice against me all my life.
You know, we always think about the blacks with their prejudice, but we often forget that the Native Americans suffered prejudice.
For the same reason, the color of our skin. The same reason. Let me backtrack just a little bit on that issue. On a weekend pass from Fort Leonard, I go down to Raleigh, Missouri with some buddies, and I was refused a room because of the color of my skin. Went to another place uptown I was in. On my way to Fort Leonard, Missouri, stopped off in Tennessee, got off, went into the restaurant, they stopped me at the door and said, your kind goes around there. Now, I went back and there were blacks, and I hadn't problem with that at all. But I do remember going under this big oak tree, sitting there thinking, what am I doing in this uniform? What am I doing? So that really causes you to think about that. But I'm glad I went through that experience because it helps me to understand what other people had gone through much, much more severe than I. I just had an inkling of it, just a test of it.
While wearing the United States military uniform.
Twice.
You still suffered prejudice.
Right.
And then when you looked at that uniform, why?
Why am I here? But, you know, like other Indians, we're patriotic to this country. That's the kind of experience I had. I became who I am because of those experiences. But my understanding and how to make something good come from that was also important.
I guess you had to feel that, didn't you, so that you could later on. So then when we come to this first campaign, was there prejudice then?
Yeah, there's three reasons that I recall that they said I couldn't win. One, I have to remember that I was gone over 20 years when I came back to Seminole, and I was there less than 2 years when I decided to run. Nobody knew me. It's the first thing nobody knows you. That's why I love to meet people, and I did. And I just went out and talked to everybody. I got up 6:30 every morning, came back 11:30 every night. My best friend, Joe Cully, would pick me up at 6:30, and he'd drive me around, and he knew a lot of people, which helped. Coming home, we saw two or three people in Pizza Hut pull over and campaign them, you know. And my mother, bless her heart, she was retired, but my cousin had a restaurant. he asked her to help him cleaning tables and stuff, which she did, but she carried around my little campaign cards. She helped people, you know, clean off tables and stuff. She said, I want you to vote for my son. And other people, I went to a farmer once. And this man and woman went out there and see Anna's garden and knowing a little bit about gardening. That's all we talked about. And I told him what I was doing. I said, this is what I like to do. 2 years later, I found out that those people got into their pickups right after I left, drove up and down the road, campaigning for me. So that first part of not knowing people, you betcha I can get around and know people. Not only that, I had these great pictures written in the newspaper. One with George Nye. He'd become governor 2 years. And he sent me this really nice photo that I put in the newspaper and said, I'm proud of you, Kelly. Everybody loved George Nye at that time. Mm-hmm. Well, I ran that newspaper, and it's true. He wrote this thing, I'm proud of you, Kelly. George Nye is proud of Kelly Haney. And I had this photo I had done with Carl Elbert in Washington, D.C. I had a little art show there he had for me there. Me and him in picture, and had this little notation by him, said, Kelly Haney knows everybody. And Carl Elbert was just a god back home. So I have all these wonderful ads. I've dealt with that issue of you don't know anybody. The second part of it was they said, well, you don't have any money. Well, I didn't know you're supposed to have money. I didn't even know you're supposed to get contributions. Really, I was naive about a lot of things. That's one thing. And I'd get contributions, and I look at it, and some I would take, and some if I didn't wasn't sure who they were, I'd send it back. But then what they didn't gather was that I did have enough money. I had a pretty nice business. I had a mail order business that was nationwide and had some clients in Germany and other places in the world. So I had a pretty nice little income, and I basically paid for my own campaign the first time, which wasn't much at the time anyway. My uncle became chief of our nation, but he was a professional sign painter, so I had these great big old beautiful signs all over the place he'd done for me. That part of not having money, that was taken care of. But the third, they said, you can't win because you're an Indian. And the people who said that to me were just non-Indians, but they were Indians. Some of my tribal members, some of my relatives. You can't win. What are you doing? You're Indian. I said, well, never know until you try. And I barely won that first race, just barely over 50%.
Who did you defeat?
Ron Shepard, who was an incumbent. There were three of us in the race. It wasn't for the third one being there. He'd have won the first time probably, but she broke it enough to give me more time to campaign. So I got that first one. But when I last ran there as a senator, I got 75% of the vote. At least they were convinced I could do the job for them. So that's when I started and how I started. But it leads me to say this, and I believe it then, I believe it now, and I pass this on to my children and to other children. It's not the color of the balloon that determines how high it goes, but what's inside.